الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. We continue reading the hadith of Al-Hijrah إلى الحبشة, and it is the story that is narrated by Salama Hind بنت أبي أمية رضي الله عنها زوج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And she is from those first and foremost to accept al-Islam, and she likewise رضي الله عنها was from the first and foremost to leave their homes and to migrate, fleeing with their deen and their religion, and the first and foremost to migrate to Al-Habasha. Her and her husband at that time, Abu Salama, radiallahu anhuma. And we have been reading the story that she has mentioned of this event that is collected by Al-Imam Ahmad, rahimahullahu ta'ala, fi musnadihi. And we have seen that whenever they made it to Al-Habasha, they were living a good life, and they were in safety and security, and they were allowed to worship Allah Azza wa Jal alone and to practice al-Islam, and there was no problem or any hardship, and nobody harmed them, and no one said any bad words or bad things to them at all. And they were living in the lands of Al-Najashi, and they were safe there, alhamdulillah. Whenever Quraysh, they heard about this, what did they do? They became angry, and they made a plot and a plan, and they want to get those Muslims back, and they want to get them back to their land in Mecca, so that they can try to make them leave their deen even more. So they had a plot and a plan. What was that?
To give them the gifts.
To give them gifts. They want to send two men over there, two really smart and clever men over there, and they want to send all these nice gifts with them. And do they go, are they supposed to go straight to Najashi and give the gifts to him first, or they have another plan first? What are they supposed to do? They go to the rich people and the wealthy people and the people of status and high rank in the society, and they talk to them before they even talk to a Najashi. What are they and what do they tell them? What do they do for them? They give them some really nice gifts from the nice hides and leathers from Mecca. And they tell them their story that, you know, we're coming from Mecca, and there's some people from our families over here, and they're really foolish people, and they left our deen, and then they didn't enter your deen either, and they came with some new innovative deen, and they're on a really bad way, and they're hiding in your country, and they came over here hiding underneath Najashi, and we came to get them back. And you should trust us because we know better about them. They're from our family members, and they're bad, and they're no good. So you should give them back to us. Here's a whole bunch of gifts. You like these? They said, yeah, we like these. Okay, then, so they gave them all the gifts, and then they said, okay, look, whenever we go talk to Najashi, you just tell them, we're going to tell him what we said about them, and you help us. And you tell him, yeah, that's right. And you say, and you advise him as well. And they said, okay, we're going to do that. And they're like, no matter what, there's something that they don't want to happen at all. What was that? There was one thing they really didn't want. They were really trying to avoid. The main thing they're trying to avoid is, they don't want the Muslims to talk to Najashi. They don't want Najashi to hear what the Muslims have to say. They just want to come there and tell them their story, and then after that, just take the Muslims back like this. And this is what they planned. But whenever they started talking to Najashi, they did their plan, and they said, oh, we come here, and these foolish people from our lands, And from our families, they left our religion and they left their families and they came over here, and they don't even enter your family either, or they don't even enter your religion either. And they're on a bad way, and they have some innovative deen, and they come with some really bad stuff, and they're sufaha, and they're fools, and they're ignorant, and they did bad stuff, and their family wants them to come back. And you should listen to us, because they're our family members and we know better about them, and they're from our land. So therefore, you just give them back to us. And we'll take them home and take care of this issue. And here is a whole bunch of gifts for you. And here's a whole bunch of gifts for you. So, did this work with a Najashi? No. What did Najashi say? What did Najashi say? What did Najashi say? What did Najashi say? Did he say give him back? Or did he say, wait a second, let me hear what they have to say? He talked to the Muslims. First he said, wait a second, I need to talk to those Muslims. These people came all the way over here, and they were under my protection, and they didn't go anywhere else, whether they came here, and they're living around me and in my kingdom. I'm not going to just give them away to somebody because of claims and because of what people just make their statements and say these things, but rather I'm going to check this out and verify. Bring them over here. Let me talk to them. Bring them over here. Let me talk to them. So Najashi, he sent a messenger to go get the Muslims. What did that happen whenever he came there? The Muslims start talking together. What did they say? What did they say? If you go to that man, if we go over there and talk to him, what are we going to tell him? What are we going to tell him? So what did they? What did they? What did they find out? They're going to tell him. They said, wallahi, ma alimna wa ma amrana bihi nabiyuna. Wallahi, we're going to tell them what we know. We're going to tell them what we know. We're not going to lie to them. We're going to tell them everything that we know, and we're going to tell them what our Prophet has commanded us. In this manner, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whatever they say and whatever they ask, we're going to tell them the truth. We're going to tell them our position. We're going to tell them what we know, what they did to us, and what we're doing here. We're going to tell them what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam commanded like this. And so what happened? Najashi, he called them and they came. But what did Najashi do for this gathering? He just came by himself? Rather, he came with all of his priests, asaqifatuhu. He came with all of his priests and bishops, and they had all their scriptures open, ready to debate and ready to talk about this situation. It was a big affair. It was a big affair. So then, whenever they came, Najashi, he says to them, مَا هَذَا الدِّينَ الَّذِي فَرَقْتُمْ فِيهِ قَوْمَكُمْ وَلَمْ تَدْخُلُوا فِي دِينِي وَلَا فِي دِينِي أَحَدٍ مِّنْ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّمِ. He said, what is this religion that you left your families for? You left your people for, and you didn't enter into my deen either, and you're not upon any of the deen of the people of these nations around us. And then at this time, what did Salama say, radiallahu anha? فَكَانَ أَلَّذِي كَلَّمَهُ Ja'far ibn Abi Talib. So the one who stepped up to speak, he was Ja'far ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. What did he say? This is very important. What did he say? Who remembers? What did he tell him? He said, oh King, verily, we used to be a people upon misguidance, and we used to worship idols and rocks and stones, and we used to eat the flesh of the dead, and we used to do very bad statements and actions, fawahish, and we used to cut off the ties of relatives, and we weren't nice to our neighbors, and the strong from amongst us used to take advantage of the weak, and we were like this. We used to be like this. We were bad people doing bad things. And then Allah sent us a messenger, and we know his lineage, and we know where he's from. He's not somebody strange to us. He didn't just come from nowhere. We know him and his lineage, meaning we know all of his family members. We know a whole lot about him. He's not a stranger to us. And also we know that he was truthful the whole time that he's lived amongst us. Before he ever claimed to be a prophet, he was very truthful and trustworthy, and he was very chaste, and he didn't ever do any bad things amongst us. And then he started calling us to make the tawheed of Allah. He started calling us to worship Allah alone and to not associate any partners. And he started calling us and telling us that we can't worship the idols, and we can't worship the things that our forefathers used to worship, from the stones and the trees that they made up and these different idols that they worship. This is what he called us to. This is what he called. We used to be like this, and then this is what he called us to. And he commanded us to be truthful whenever we speak. And he commanded us to be trustworthy and honest. And he commanded us to keep ties of our relatives and to not cut those ties. And he taught us that we have to be nice to our neighbors. And then we have to not harm people or shed their blood or harm them. And he told us that we can't have fawahish, meaning we can't have boyfriend and girlfriend and be bad in that way. And he told us that we can't lie about things and we can't take the rights of others. And he told us that we can't take the wealth of the poor people and the orphans. And the orphans who are weak, we can't take their wealth and be mean to them. And the people who are good, we can't say bad things about them and accuse them and make false accusation about them. And he commanded us to worship Allah alone and to not associate any partners with him. And he commanded us to make salah. And he commanded us to make zakah. And he commanded us to make siyam, fasting. And then she said, radiallahu anha, and he mentioned a number of the affairs of al-Islam. And then Ja'far radiallahu anhu, he says, فَصَدَقْنَاهُ وَأَمَّنَّا بِهِ وَاتَّبَعْنَاهُ عَلَى مَا جَاءَ بِهِ. So whenever he called us to these things, we believed in him and we followed him. And we followed everything that he came with. So this is what we were upon. This is what we were upon. This is what happened. We have a question here. Here we see that Ja'far, he's telling Najashi in the fifth year of the Bi'tha, radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet commanded him with salat, and commanded him with zakat, and commanded him with siyam. Oh, who knows the understanding of this? Was salat legislated in the manner that we know today? And likewise, was zakat legislated in the manner that we know today? Was the siyam legislated in the manner that we know today? No, these affairs were legislated later. But they were commanded, meaning there were not in the manner that we know today. There were not five daily prayers, but the believers, they used to pray. And they were commanded to pray. And likewise, in that time, there was charity. But it was not the same way that it is today. The legislation wasn't completed. But rather, they would give charity, and even the zakat was legislated in Mecca, but they would give it from whatever they like. So it's a type of charity, but it was not finalized and completed in the manner that we have today after the revelation of the verse, Al-Yawma Akhmaltu Lakum Dinakum. This hasn't come yet. But at the same time, in Islam, there is the commandment to pray and the encouragement to pray and the commandment to give charity and the encouragement to give charity in general. And likewise, fasting in general. And it is known that they used to fast on Ashura and the other days like this. And this is something that even Quraysh knew about and the likes. So therefore, these things were legislated in general, but not in the manner that we have after the completion of the legislation. So they used to pray and give charity and the likes like this, but it was not in the manner. This is in the beginning of Al-Islam, in the beginning of the legislation. And we know that the legislation, it was completed little by little, and in accordance to the wisdom of Allah Azza wa Jal. So therefore, that's the answer to that question. Somebody may say, how is he mentioning that he commanded musalat and zakat and fasting here? We understand that? It was commanded or encouraged, it could be because a command is either an obligatory command or a recommended command. So they would be commanded to do this, but it was not in the manner legislated today. Not in the manner that as it was legislated. For example, a salat, the legislation of the five daily prayers, was legislated in the 10th year after the bi'tha. And likewise, the fasting of the month of Ramadan in the second year, and so on and so forth. After the second year after the hijrah, which will all come, inshallah. But these things were legislated in general. And this is from the deen of al-Islam in general. Na'am. So he says, فَعَبَدْنَا اللَّهَ وَحْدَهُ فَلَمْ نُشْرِكْ بِهِ شَيْئًا وَحَرَّمْنَا مَا حَرَّمَ عَلَيْنَا وَأَحْلَلْنَا مَا أَحَلَّ لَنَا فَعَادَ عَلَيْنَا قَوْمُنَا. He said, رضي الله عنه, so at this time we started to worship Allah alone. And we do not associate any partners at all with him. And whatever our Prophet ﷺ said is haram and not allowed, then we left it. And we found it to be haram and not allowed, impermissible. And whatever he allowed for us, then we partake in that, and this is permissible for us. At this time, what happened? Whenever we started doing all these good things and we left all these bad things, what happened now? فَعَدَ عَلَيْنَا قَوْمُنَا. Now our family members and our tribesmen and our people, they started having enmity towards us and started being really mean. فعذبونا وفتنونا عن ديننا. So they tortured us and they tried to make us leave our religion. ليردونا إلى عبادة الأوثان من عبادة الله. They want to take us back to worshiping idols and leave off the worship of Allah. ونستحل ما كنا نستحل من الخبائث. And that we will start doing all those bad things that we used to do before. That's what they want us to do. فلما قهرونا وظلمونا وشقوا علينا وحالوا بيننا وبين ديننا خرجنا إلى باردك. So whenever they overcame us and they oppressed us severely and they harmed us greatly and they stopped us from us and our religion, then at this time we left them and we left our land and we came to your land. واخترناك على من سواك. And we chose you out of everybody else to come to. And all of the other lands around us, we chose you. ورغبنا في جوارك. And we were hoping for your protection. ورجونا ألا نظلم عندك أيها الملك. And we were hoping that we will never be oppressed as long as we are in your kingdom, O Malik, O King. نعم. فقال, she said, رضي الله عنها, فقال له النجاشي. And Najashi, he said, هل معك مما جاء به عن الله من شيء. Do you have anything that was revealed to him from Allah? Anything that he was given from Allah? You have anything like that with you? قالت فقال له جعفر نعم. سلمة رضي الله عنها, she says, Jafar at this time, he said, yes, we have something. فقال له النجاشي. And Najashi, he said to him, فقرأ علي. Then read it to me. Then read it to me. You have something that he has from Allah? Yes, we do. Okay, then read it to me. فَقَرَأَ عَلَيْهِ صَدْرًا مِنْ كَافْ هَا يَا عَيْنْ صَاد. So Jafar رضي الله عنه, he read the beginning of the chapter كَافْ هَا يَا عَيْنْ صَاد. What chapter is that? What is that? Huh? Maryam. Surat Maryam. Naam. Surat Maryam. Naam. So he read صَدْرًا مِنْ كَافْ هَا يَا عَيْنْ صَاد. From the beginning. Portions of the chapter of Maryam. قالت فبكى. She said, رضي الله عنه, so whenever he heard this, you know what Najashi started doing? He started crying. Wallahi al-Najashi. فبكى wallahi al-Najashi. She said, so he cried, wallahi al-Najashi. حتى أخضل لحيته. Until his beard became wet. She said, wallahi al-Najashi. Whenever he heard the words of Allah, he started crying all the way until his beard became wet. وبكت أساقفته حتى أخضلوا مصاحفهم حين سمعوا ما تلا عليهم. And likewise, his bishops and priests, they all also started crying so much until their scriptures all became wet whenever they heard him recite what he recited to them. ثم قال النجاشي. And then at this time, النجاشي, he said, إن هذا والذي جاء به موسى لا يخرج من مشكات واحدة. That verily, this right here and that which Musa came with, it comes from the same light. It comes from the same light, yani from the same source. From the same source. We understand that? He realized that this, the books that we're reading here and the source of these books, meaning from Allah, these are the words of Allah. This what he's reciting to us, that came from the same source. Came from the same source. He said, انطلق فوالله لا أسلمهم إليكم أبدا ولا أكاد. He said, you two, انطلق, for the مثنى, you two right here, you two, get out of here, انطلق اخرج, يعني انطلق, get out of here. I swear by Allah, I'll never give them to you ever. I'm not even about to do anything like that. لا أسلمهم إليكم أبدا ولا أكاد. He said, I'm never going to give them to you, and I'm not even about to do something like that. Huh? قالت سلمة. سلمة رضي الله عنها, she says, فلما خرج من عنده قال عمرو بن عاص والله لأنبئنه غدا عيبهم عنده. والله لأنبئنهم غدا عيبهم عنده. And now at this time they're like defeated. Like, what are you going to do? Like, what do we say here? back to the drawing board. They have to figure something out. Their plot didn't work. Alhamdulillah. They got this plot. They got these gifts. They got these ideas. You do this. You do. You take this step first. You talk to these people first. You get them on your side. Make sure you talk to the wealthy and the high status. And you get them on your back. Don't talk to Najashi first, whatever you do. And then you do all the. And then they did all these things. And the first thing that backfired was what? The first plot that backfired was what? Huh? Najashi talked to the Muslims. And then after that, everything went no good. Their plan was in rumbles and ruins. And then, but now, they're not giving up. Now he's like, man, you two get out of here. But now, what does Amr ibn Asi say? He says, Wallahi, I swear by Allah, I'm going to tell, tomorrow, I'm going to tell them about their worst thing about them. Huh? Thum astasiru bihi. Khadra'ahum. He says, I'm going to strip the greenery from them. Meaning, tomorrow I'm going to say something that's going to just going to tear up everything. What do you think he's going to say? What is he going to say? He says, I'm good. Tomorrow, wallahi, I'm going to Najashi and I'm going to end this affair right now from the roots. I'm about to rip up the roots of the affair and tear it all down. What does he say? Qalat faqala lahu Abdullah ibn Abi Rabi'ah. وَكَانَ أَتْقَى الرَّجُلَيْنِ فِينَا لَا تَفْعَلْ فَإِنَّ لَهُمْ أَرْحَامًا وَإِنْ كَانُوا قَدْ خَلَفُونَ. And then Amr ibn As, he said that, and then after that, Abdullah ibn Arabi, he said, no, and she said, he was the best of the two. And he was the one who was the nicer of the two between them with regards to us. He said, no, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that, because you know they have some relatives with us and the likes like this. You know, don't get them finished. You know, don't have them finished entirely like that. We just want to bring them back. You know, don't get them killed and the likes like this. Don't be so mean to them. He said, "When can qad khalaf?" Even if they differed with us, you know, they still have family members. They still have relatives. They're still relatives with us. You know, so calm down. And then he says, "Qala wallahi." Amr ibn As, he said, "Wallahi la ukhbirannahum annahum yaz'umuna anna Isa bin Maryam abd." He said, "Wallahi, no, that's it. Tomorrow I'm going to tell him that they say that Jesus is a slave. This is it for them. He thinks that this is like he is a slave like this, you know, because what do the Christians say about Jesus, Isa alayhi salam? They say he's the son of God. Huh? He's the son of Allah. Huh? Ibn Allah. Some of them even go further than that. Ya'adhu billah. Ayyadhin billah. Huh? Ayyadhin billah. So he's like, you know, tomorrow that's it. I'm going to tell Najashi that they say that Isa ibn Maryam is an abd, is a slave. Is a slave. Everybody knows about the slaves, and the slaves are like the worst of the people in the society, and the lowest of the people, and the weakest of the people like this. He said, I'm going to tell them tomorrow that they claim that Isa ibn Maryam is a slave. Oh, that's it. He's thinking now that's going to be it. قَالَتْ ثُمَّ غَدَى عَلَيْهِ الْغَدَى. And then he came out to them tomorrow. The next day he came, فَقَالَ لَهُ أَيُّهَا الْمَلِكُ. Who is this? Amr ibn As. He said, come, O Malik, O you Malik. إِنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ فِي عِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمْ قَوْلًا عَظِيمًا. He said, you don't know, these people, they're saying some major stuff about Isa ibn Maryam. قَوْلًا عَظِيمًا. They're saying, you know, they're saying some bad stuff about Isa. They're saying some really bad, major bad stuff about Isa. What does he say? He says, قَالَتْ فَلَمْ يَنْزِلْ بِنَا مِثْلُهَا. فَاجْتَمَعَ الْقَوْمُ فَقَالَ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ مَاذَا تَقُولُونَ فِي عِيسَى. She said, at this time it never got worse. Like right now it's getting real serious. It gets real serious. So the people gathered around and they're like, what are you guys saying? What are you saying? مَاذَا تَقُولُونَ فِي عِيسَى. What are you saying about Isa? إِذَا سَأَلَكُمْ عَنْهُ. What are you going to say about Isa if they ask you about him? And they're asking each other now. So he says, قَالُوا نَقُولُ وَاللَّهِ مَا فِيهِ مَا قَالَ اللَّهُ وَمَا جَاءَ بِهِ نَبِيُّ. They said, we're going to say, if they ask us about Isa, we're going to tell them, wallahi, what Allah says about him. We're going to tell them what Allah says about him. And we're going to tell them about what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says about كَأِن فِي ذَلِكَ مَا كَانَ. Whatever happens is going to happen. Whatever happens is going to happen. We're just going to have to tell them what Allah says. They're going to ask us about Isa. What are we going to say? Alayhi salam. We're going to say what Allah says about him. We're going to say what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says about him. This is what they say. Whatever happens is going to happen. فَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ قَالَ لَهُمْ مَا تَقُولُونَ فِي عِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمْ. Whenever they got in front of the king, he said to them, what do you people say about Isa ibn Maryam? فقال له جعفر بن أبي طالب. جعفر, he says, رضي الله عنه, نقول فيه الذي جاء به نبينا. We even here, what does he talk? What does he go to? What does he go to? Huh? Right now, they're asking him about, what do you say about Isa? What did Jafar say? We say what our prophet says. What's that called? Huh? Hmm. الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وآمنوا بما نزل على محمد وهو الحق من ربهم. They went to the masdar. They went to the source. They didn't start making up stuff. They didn't go into the Injil. They didn't go here. They go to the source of the revelation. This is creed. This is belief. This is aqidah. Well, what do we say about Isa? We say what our Prophet ﷺ said. He's the one who received revelation. He's the one who received revelation. Huh? So we're only going to say about this what our Prophet ﷺ said about this. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ. Those who believe in that which is revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the way of a believer. You understand this? Huh? This is the source and the foundation. Now, this is where he went. What do you say about Isa? Oh, we say about him what our Prophet told us to say, what he informed us. And that is, هو عبد الله ورسوله وروحه وكلمته ألقاها إلى مريم والأذراع البتول. He said that we say about him that he's the slave of Allah, and he's the messenger of Allah, and he's a spirit from Allah, and he is the statement from Allah, meaning that he was given life, that Allah created a spirit for him, and that he was given life by the statement kun fayakun, meaning that he did not have a father, alayhi salatu wasalam, and that he is the son of Maryam, who was a virgin, who had no husband, and she was righteous, and she was never married. And then, so what did he say? قَالَتْ فَضَرَبَ النَّجَاشِيُ يَدَهُ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ. Najashi hit his hand on the ground like this. فَأَخَذَ مِنْهَا عُودًا. And he took a stick. At this time, whenever he heard this, what did he hear? Well, you want us to tell about Isa? Want us to tell you about Isa? Okay, well, we're going to tell you what our Prophet says. He says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's a slave of Allah. He's a messenger of Allah. He's a spirit from Allah that Allah created for him to have life, and he was brought into existence by the statement of Allah. And he is the son of Maryam, who never ever had a husband and was never even married. He's her son. How could he be her son? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him in that manner. The soul in her womb without a man. Without a man, by the statement and the power of Allah Azza wa Jal. Whenever Najashi heard this, he hit the ground and he picked up a stick. And then he said, مَا عَدَ عِيسَ لُبْرُ مَرْيَمْ مَا قُلْتَ هَذَا عُودٌ. Whatever the reality, the truth about Isa is not any different than this. Meaning exactly, just like this, Ud is like this, he didn't go beyond that. Meaning, just like what you said, that's what we know also. That is the truth. Meaning what you have said is the truth. فَتَنَاخَرَتْ بَطَارِقَتُهُ حَوْلَهُ حِينَ قَالَ مَا قَالَ. Now all the people that say, whoa, wait a second, they're checking out the thing. Then he said, وَإِنَّ خَرْتُمْ بِاللَّهِ. Even if you people are don't like it, this is what is the truth. اِذْهَبُوا فَأَنْتُمْ سُيُومٌ بِأَرْضِ. اِذْهَبْ فَأَنْتُمْ سُيُومٌ بِأَرْضِ. He said, Najashi, now he said, go, you guys are good. Whatever they say, huh? We have a statement like that too, right? Huh? What do we say? La ilaha illallah, wahdu la sharika la. Lahu al-mulku, lahu al-hamdu, wa la kulli shay'in qadir. La ilaha illallah, wa la na'budu illa iyyahu. Mukhlisina lahu ad-din, walau kariha al-kafirun. Walau kariha al-kafirun. Mukhlisina lahu ad-din. We worship Allah alone with no partners. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger and the rasul of Allah. Isa ibn Maryam, he is the messenger and he's the slave and the messenger of Allah, even if the disbelievers don't like it. Even if the disbelievers don't like it, you don't like it, that's on you. He's the messenger of Allah, Muhammad Rasulullah. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Huh? And then that's what did Najashi say? Huh? Even if you don't like it, you people don't like it, huh? Go ahead, they're free. This is what is in our books, this is the truth. You people are free in our lands. Aminun, safe. مَنْ سَبَّكُمْ غُرِّمْ. F1, مَنْ سَبَّكُمْ غُرِّمْ. Whoever cusses you out or talks bad about you, I'm going to give him a charge. I'm going to give him a fine. He's going to be fined. ثُمَّ مَنْ سَبَّكُمْ غُرِّمْ. And then whoever curses and talks bad about you is going to be fined. ثُمَّ مَنْ سَبَّكُمْ غُرِّمْ. And then whoever curses you people is going to be fined. Don't say nothing bad to these people here. فَمَا أُحِبُّ أَنَّ لِي دَبْرًا ذَهَبًا وَإِنِّي آذَيْتُ رَجُلًا مِنْكُمْ. Because I would not even want to have a mountain of gold to hurt one of you. You couldn't give me a mountain of gold in order to hurt one of you. Huh? وَدَبْرُ بِلِسَانِ الْحَبَشَةِ الْجَبِلِ رُدُّوا عَلَيْهِمْ هَدَايَاهُمْ Now we go, but now he goes, now he talked to, what did he say to the Muslims? You people are free in my land. You people are safe in my land. Don't worry about this. Anybody who talks bad about you, I'm going to find him. Anybody who talks bad about you, I'm going to find him. Anybody who talks bad about you, I'm going to find him. I do not even want to have a mountain of gold if I had to hurt you. I mean, I'm not going to hurt you. I'm not going to hurt you. I'm not going to hurt you. Now he turns his attention to who? Well, he told his people, Ruddu alayhima hadayahuma. Give them their presents back. Give them their presents back. Give them their gifts back. Man, get these guys out of here. Get them out of here and give them their gifts back too. We don't need none of that. We don't need none of that. Huh? فَلَا حَاجَةَ لَنَا بِهَا. We have no need for those gifts. فَوَاللَّهِ مَا أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِنِّي الرِّشْوَةَ حِينَ رَدَّ عَلَيَّ مُلْكِي فَأَخُذُ الرِّشْوَةَ فِيهِ He said, "But I swear by Allah, I never took any blackmail money yani, whenever I got my kingdom back, and I'm not going to take any blackmail money whenever I'm having my kingdom. They're not going to just give me money so I can do something for them. You can't pay me off. You can't bribe me. Nah, I'm going to follow the truth. How, what takes precedence? Following the truth or money or dunya? Following the truth. The way of the Jews, what do they do? يَشْتَرُونَ بِآيَةِ اللَّهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا يَشْتَرُونَ بِآيَةِ اللَّهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا They bought with the verses of Allah Azza wa Jalla, a cheap price. Meaning, excuse me, they sold the deen and the knowledge for the dunya. They traded the deen for the dunya. يَذِن بِاللَّهِ But not Najashi. Not Najashi. You can't bribe me. I'd rather have deen than dunya. You can't bribe me. You can't make rishwa with me. You can't pay me off like this. Alhamdulillah. He says, وَمَا أَطَعَ النَّاسَ فِيَّ فَأُطِيَعُهُمْ فِيهِ قالت فخرج من عنده مقبوحين مردودا عليهما ما جاء به. He said, so those two men, they left in disgrace. They left in disgrace and everything they came with got thrown back to them. Get that out of here. You can have it all. مردودا عليهما ما جاء به. وأقمنا عنده بخير دار. ما خير جار. And we lived there in the best of lands and the best of company. And get them out of here. We lived there in the best of lands and the best of company. قالت أم سلمة رضي الله عنها فوالله إن على ذلك إذ نزل به يعني من ينازعه في ملكه قالت فوالله ما علمنا حزنا قط كان أشد من حزني من حزن حزناه عند ذلك تخوفا أن يظهر ذلك على النجاشي فيأتي رجل لا يعرف من حقنا ما كان النجاشي يعرف منه قالت وصار النجاشي وبينهما عرض النيل قالت فقال أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من رجل يخرج حتى يحضر وقعة القوم ثم يأتينا بالخبر قالت فقال الزبير بن عوام أنا قالت وكان من أحدث القوم سنا قالت فنفخوا له قربة فجعلها في صدره ثم سبح عليها حتى خرج إلى ناحية النيل التي بها ملتقى القوم ثم انطلق حتى حضرهم قالت ودعونا والله للنجاشي بالظهور على عدوه والتمكين له في بلاده واستوسق عليه أمر الحبشة فكنا عنده في خير منزل حتى قدمنا على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو بمكة This is the end of the hadith. Now she's saying, so we were good after that. And we were living there and everything was all fine. And then somebody came and they tried to overthrow the Najashi. They're like, we've never been so scared before. They're really scared now because some people are coming and armies are coming to overthrow Najashi. And they want to try to take his land from him. And we were very sad. We were afraid that, oh man, if somebody overthrows Najashi, then they're going to come in this land and they're not going to recognize our right. And we're going to be in trouble, even more trouble now. So now they're facing more trouble. These are the hardships that keep coming in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَصَبْرُ عَلَى أَذَى فِيهِ وَصَبْرُ عَلَى الْأَذَى فِيهِ You have to be patient in the hardships. Hardship is coming for them. Listen to the efforts that they're making. First they go through this great event. They're getting tortured and killed in their land. And they leave their land and everything. And then they barely make it. They get on the boat. Alhamdulillah. And they get all the way down here. And they're fine and everything's safe. And then these two men show up with all these gifts and all these lies and everything like that. They're sufaha and they're fools. And then, oh, now they're in trouble. What are you going to say? What are you going to say? Man, let me take care of it, Jafar. He went and talked. And then the next day, well, now they're saying he's a slave. What are you going to do now? now it's just like they're safe, and then they're not safe, and then they're living and they're all good and everything is going fine and everything is good, and now somebody want to come and fight and battle Najashi and take his kingdom. Now they're like, Allah, ilaha illallah. So what do? They said Najashi, he went and out of his kingdom and he went to the land of the Nile. What is the Nile? The Nile River. He went there. And there was somebody was like, look, somebody's going to have to go out there and check out what's going on, you know, see what's going to happen so we can see what's going to happen. So somebody's like, I'll go. And he was the youngest of them. You know what his name was? Az-Zubayr ibn al-Awam. And so they put on like this this kirba, a water skin on his chest, and tied it like this, and he floated over there. He went over there, and he watched how it was going to happen. And she was like, Wallahi, we're making dua for Najashi. Oh, Allah, help Najashi win. Oh, Allah, help Najashi win the battle. And then Najashi, he won the battle, and we stayed there in Habesha all the way until we came back after some time to meet the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Mecca. Alhamdulillah. So they were safe. This is the lessons from the fifth year after the Bi'tha, after the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the beginning of al-Islam. And from the greatest stories of this is that the believers, they will be tried, but those who are sincere and steadfast, then Allah will aid them and give them victory. And in the end, ha al-aqibah lil-muttaqeen. The end is for the righteous and the pious. So therefore, whenever there are trials, the way to deal with trials and the way to deal with hardships and the way to deal with tests is with belief and sincere faith and with trust and reliance upon Allah and with hope in Him and with sincere worship and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in public and private. In this manner, وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. In this way, Allah, He saves those who believe. وَيَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ. And Allah guides them by way of their iman. So therefore, al-iman is something that you do not give up. Not for money, not for wealth, not for property, not for fame, not for fashion, not for friends, not for anybody. Ad-deen, ad-deen, al-Islam al-Sahih, al-Salafiyyah. This is what one he holds fast to. Al-Istiqamah, ya tulabi. Damn, the one who has steadfastness, what happens to him? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. They have no fear and they have no worries whatsoever. أُولَئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ أَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ.